Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Hello, 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 and happy new year to everyone. So glad that we have made it to a new year and so excited about the series that we're going to be presenting to you to start the new year off right. And so this series is called Taking Control of Your Money in 2021. Taking control of your money in 2021. Now, some may call it financial literacy or taking control of your finances. It all means the same thing, but most people can equate. When you start talking about control of money, it grabs people's attention. So the objective is simply this, as always, is to present to you in a simple format ways that you can have a better money management, increase your wealth, do better with spending, budgets, all of those sorts of things. But we're going to really try to key in on different aspects for each episode that hopefully every single one of you, whether you are an individual or a business owner, can use. You may be partially using, but hopefully we'll say something that can fine tune and make things better for you in terms of your finances, your business finances, or your personal finances. Because the goal always is to get better and better and better and better. We all have goals in our life, and every goal that we have, for the most part, requires money. It requires planning for that goal, planning your money for that goal. So let's go ahead and get started. And so the focus today is on your banking relationship. So what we want to do is go from having just a bank account to having a bank relationship. So we're going to talk about that as well as tips on getting the most out of your banking relationship. Those of you who are business owners, first upfront, you should have a separate bank account for your business, separate from your personal. Okay? And for those of you who are individuals and listening in, we hope that you do have bank accounts. And so in case you don't, this first section is for you. And for those who do, this is a reminder of why you should have a bank account. Now that sounds so fundamental, but let's really understand what a bank account, keeping your funds in a bank really does for you. And so number one is protection. Your money is just simply safer in the bank. Now, I understand that some of you may have, because of some things that may have happened to your bank account in the past, and you may have some reservations around putting your money in the bank. I get it. But trust me, your money is far safer in the bank. In a bank vault, it is more secure than keeping under your mattress or some other hiding spot in your home. Why? Is because someone could access those funds in your home. If your home was ever broken into, God forbid, and ransacked, 9 times out of 10, most people doing those things know kind of where to look if they're looking for money. It's just the physical protection is much better because banks keep the money in vaults that are safe and secure. And even if something happens at that bank and that bank is robbed, you're not going to lose your money. And we'll talk about why later. So that's the first reason why you should have a bank account. Now, am I discouraging keeping some funds available at home? Not at all. We all have emergencies that may require some cash, but you decide whether that's necessary for your personal situation. But if you do so, I would certainly would advise you keep those funds in some sort of small safe. You can purchase a safe that is, they're not very costly. You can get them just about anywhere. Doesn't have to be a huge safe, but something that has a combination or a lock and key where you can secure the cash that you are keeping in at home. And this is the cash outside of what you're maintaining at the bank. And so that is the first reason why you should have a bank account. The second reason is that your funds are insured. Banks guarantee you that if anything happens to that bank, your money is retrievable through the mandatory FDIC deposit insurance. So what is that? So FDIC insurance covers up to $250,000 per depositor for each ownership category in the bank. So unless you are holding more than $250,000 in your bank, you're at very little risk, you're at no risk essentially of losing your funds. If the bank fails, well, the FDIC will cover your deposits, will give you your money as long as you have less than the $250,000 in that bank. So if you have more than $250,000 in total to put into banks, you want to seriously consider splitting those funds into more than one bank so that you would limit your loss exposure. So that's the insurance. So please keep in mind that FDIC insurance is there to as a safeguard to ensure that depositors will not lose their money for any type of catastrophic event for that bank. Convenience is the third reason. Well, so what do we mean by convenience? Why should we have a bank account? Convenience. Well, time is money. My gosh, what do we mean by time is money? Your time is worth a lot of money. So by having a checking account, at a minimum, you can more conveniently write checks to take care of your bills. And that is if you're not using online banking, which we will cover later. So by writing checks, this keeps you from having to make trips to the bank to cash your check, then go to the post office and or that bank to purchase money orders to pay for bills. By the time you do all of that, you could have spent hours on a simple process of paying bills that you could spend minutes doing through your bank's online bill pay system, which we will cover. So those hours, it's precious time for you. You could be spending that time enjoying your family, doing something else when there is an alternative to going to the bank and moving around. Am I saying never go? Absolutely not. I am saying really consider the alternatives. Really take a look. The most important thing is that we take a look at the way we've been doing things and give serious consideration to alternate ways in order to save time and maybe even save some money. So for those who pay bills via cash, this means you are running around town once again with cash to pay those bills, which puts you at risk in case of any type of, God forbid, robbery. And also running around town to this vendor and that vendor is not the safest option during this time of COVID-19. So really consider. So we've covered why you should, some of the reasons why you should have a bank account. Secondly, Talking about banking and bank accounts, tips for shopping for a bank to bank with. So let's say you're considering moving your bank accounts, or you're considering opening accounts for the first time. You've decided to do things differently. Just a couple of tips. Consider both physical banks, banks that have actual locations, you know, in your neighborhood or what have you. You know, your standard banks, your Bank of America's, your Wells Fargo's, your credit unions, all of your banks. But also consider online banks, those banks that don't have a physical building, that they operate their business completely online. Why? Online banks often have lower monthly fees. They have lower fees overall. Why? How can they accomplish that? Because they don't have the overhead of running a building like your traditional banks. And so that overhead is passed down through fees. So ultimately, your fees should be less with an online bank because they don't have those facilities. If you are somewhat tech savvy, can maneuver around the internet and all of that, and you do not have a need to even go to your local bank, an online bank may be for you. So that's something to consider. Another tip for shopping for a bank to bank with is you just really have to ask about the account fees. Don't just say, oh, well, there's a bank around the corner and let me just go open an account there. Well, you need to understand what kind of fees will be assessed to your account. There can be maintenance fees for just even having a checking or a savings account, and fees for various services. You need to understand what they are, how often they're charged, and ways that you can waive them. So fees are often waived if you maybe maintain a minimum balance. Fees can be waived by the bank if you link various accounts. Fees can be waived if you use your debit card a lot, and fees can be waived for other reasons. Talk to the banker, the customer service rep, or the banking center manager. And of course, all of that is really online on the bank's website as well. But make sure you understand what those fees are and how you can have them waived before signing up with that bank. That's very, very, very important. So number three, we want to talk about just some tools and tips for you to consider moving from just having a bank account to having a banking relationship. A relationship. So when we say relationship, we're always thinking it's a two-way, it's a partnership, right? It's a partnership. There are more than one parties involved where there is a relationship. If you just have a bank account and you simply just get online and do your banking, or call for just any customer service representative on the phone, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you have the need for additional accounts and services and waivers and things like that, oftentimes having a relationship, knowing who your banking center manager is, your branch manager is, them knowing who you are, or a customer service representative that you always go to is always helpful. A name to a face is always helpful. So here are some tools and tips. You know, when it's time for you to get a loan at that bank, isn't it much better to be able to walk into the bank and say, I have an appointment with John Johnson, as opposed to I need a loan? That's much better because you now, John Johnson knows who you are because you've already established a relationship with him. And you would have a much better experience in getting through and maybe even getting some of the products and services, a much better experience in getting the products and services that you are looking for. So how do you do this? How do you move from just having an account to establishing a banking relationship. Just some tips. Others may know some other things, but make an appointment with the bank manager at your local bank. Okay, just make an appointment so that maybe you can, especially if you're a business owner, you certainly should have a banking relationship. They should know who you are. They should know what your business is, what services you provide to your customers, where you're located. And oftentimes they'll ask for your business card because there may be customers or they may know of customers. I mean, you as a business owner need to definitely take advantage of your banker, having a banking relationship. But it's important for individuals as well. So by making that appointment and sitting down and discussing your accounts, you can discuss future needs that you may have. You will know who runs the show there. And then they know who you are. You put a face. They get to put a face to that bank account. If you're going to be needing to purchase a home, buy a car, getting another type of loan, let that manager or customer service representative know that this is something that you'll be needing in the near future. Individually or as a business, they want your business and they want you to get that loan from their bank, from your bank and not elsewhere. And so it's very important that you move from just having an account to a banking relationship. Ideally, it's the bank manager that you want to get to know. If that's not possible, and sometimes it could be a customer service representative. They're fantastic. Having a banking relationship with just one individual representative is extremely helpful as well. Another tip is to check in with that bank manager or customer relationship manager from time to time via email or face to face. Once again, so that if you have any needs for additional accounts or services, you can call or contact someone you personally know at your bank. How good would it feel to walk into that bank and they say, "Oh, hello, Mr. Smith. Oh, hello. How are you, Mrs. Jones?" And they know you. You walk in just to do something very simple, but you're greeted by your bankers. It is all about relationship. And once again, you may not be able to get to the manager, that's your goal, but maybe once again, one of the customer service representatives will be your relationship person. What matters most is that when you walk in or call, they know you to personally greet you and can take care of your needs. By having that relationship, you have a better chance of, once again, if you have some issues, getting them resolved even more efficiently, quickly, to your satisfaction. A third tip. So if you're going to establish this relationship with this bank and you want to, you need to work on keeping your accounts in good standing. Minimize any overdrafts or NSF fees in your account. Ideally, none, but things happen. So we know, but you need to work on minimizing those so that when you're sitting down reviewing your accounts with your relationship manager, you're looking pretty good. Minimize late fees on any bank credit cards that you have. Okay, just keep your accounts in good standing. So when it's time to get a loan and other things, you don't have negative marks on your bank credit. You will be in a good position to be granted that loan because you have a good credit history with the bank. Which leads me to, finally, the tip here is keep in mind that a bank account is like credit. If you don't maintain good standing with your bank, your credit profile in the banking world, so to speak, will be tainted, and it will be that much harder to open an account at another bank. So a bank account is like credit. So we all know we want to keep our credit as clean as we can so that we can get the best rates that we can on loans and other credit products. So then let's move to number four, and that is getting the most out of your banking experience. There are so many ways that you can really, really get a good deal out of your banking experience. And I'm just going to talk about a few that I utilize, and I utilize very faithfully. The key thing is that there are free services available. Free, yes, free. There are free services available that will save you time and money with your bank. Remember, your time equals money out the pot, out the door. Okay, so there are free services, so you need to know what they are at the bank. So the first one is I am a diehard fan of, and that is online banking. Sign up. And you might say, oh, I don't know about doing my banking online. Is it risky? You are already doing something online, okay? This is the way business is done. There are security practices in place. The main thing that you have to do is to not share your credentials to your bank and change your passwords on a regular basis, your password to your online banking. Now, I encourage you to sign up for and use online banking. So how do you do that? Every bank has online banking. If you have an account, all you need to do, and you can use your bank relationship manager, your banking manager, they can set it up for you, but you can do it yourself right in the convenience of your home. You would just go to your bank's website and follow their instructions on registering for online banking. They'll have some little security protocols in place, but it's usually pretty quick and easy using your personal information, your account information, and it is free to use online banking. So what is online banking? What is it? You know, once you are enrolled, you will be able to, number one, access all of your accounts that you have with the bank. You'll be able to see activity for all of your accounts, see checks clearing. You should see all of your debit card activity. All of this would be faster than waiting for a bank statement to come in the mail at the end of the month. Yes, you can log in at any time. So on a daily basis, you can log in and see what checks have cleared the night before. You can log in and see what debit card transactions have gone through, although you should already know since you're the one making those transactions. But it just provides more visibility as to the transactions happening in your accounts. More visibility and quicker visibility. Because if you're not using online banking, then you're waiting for a bank statement to come. And that means it is approximately, it could be 30 to 45 days after you've even made a transaction before you can see that transaction on your physical hard copy bank statement. So if you want more visibility into what's going on, online banking is the way to go. And so here are some of the banking services that you can use without having to go to the bank through online banking. You can pay your bills. Yes, the online banking platform has a section for most banks to pay bills. You can set up your mortgage, your rent, your utility vendors. You set each one of them up. And then when you set them up to pay, then you hit pay, you give it an amount, you tell it when you want to pay it. And guess what the bank will do? The bank will take your instructions and pay those vendors in the amount that you indicate on the date that you indicate by taking the funds from your account and creating a bank check to do so. And your vendors will get a bank check. So let's say you set up a utility bill for a Florida utility, and you say you want to pay it $35 on January the 15th. Well, on or before January the 15th, the bank will take that instruction and they will cut a check for that $50 and draft the money from your account. They will cut a check. Actually, they will cut a check for that $50 and then send it to the Florida utility. And that is what happens with bill payment. So it saves you time. Bill pay saves you time from having to write physical checks, put those checks in an envelope, put a stamp on it, go to either your mailbox and put it in the mailbox, which is not secure these days, or go into your car, drive to the post office, and mail it. All that will be gone away with the use of bill pay. So you might decide you want to test bill pay out and just use it for a few and see if you like it. You can do that, but that is a free service. It costs you nothing. Another thing that you can do, making the most of your banking experience, is you can manage your debit cards right online. If you have an issue with your debit card, you need a replacement one, right online in your account. You can just say, hey, I want to add another debit card, replace my debit card, or my debit card was lost or stolen, or your credit cards as well. You will see those cards. You can say, I want to have a new PIN. All of those things you can do through your online banking. You can also, if you are just favored for writing checks, you can order checks through your online banking as well. Another very important thing that you can do through online banking is transfer funds between your accounts. If you have more than one account, you can decide to separate things, have certain things come out of one account, certain things come out of another account, or transfer between savings and checking. If you decide, of course, you're going to be saving every month. So every month you can set up, or just do it manually. Say, hey, I want to transfer $50 from my checking to my savings. So you can transfer funds. You do not have to now wait for bank statements to come in the mail. You can log into your online and pull your bank statements online. And you can then download them to your computer and save them and tell the bank you just want online bank statements. No longer have to have those bank statements coming in the mail, sitting in that drawer, sitting in that shoebox, waiting for you to open it. It helps you to move to becoming paperless. Getting the most out of your banking experience. Take advantage of rewards that are available to you by maintaining certain higher balances. If you maintain higher balances at your bank, you could be maybe like a gold customer or a preferred customer, which can come with some of the following savings or perks. No fees for using ATMs at other banks. A reduction or saving on fees on things like money orders, saving on check images, saving fees for stop payments or no fees on wire transfer, a waiving of monthly maintenance fees. You can save money if you have higher balances and are in their rewards program. So ask about that, because you might decide that you would want to move some money from another bank to this bank in order to qualify for those rewards. You can also save if you're about to get a new mortgage or refinance, save on interest rates by getting that mortgage or refinance with your existing bank and you're in their reward program, reduce origination fees. You can get even higher reward bonuses on that bank's credit cards. priority customer service, and also potentially discounts on car loan interest rates. Lots of opportunity on rewards. And finally, if you are a Cash App person, your bank may participate in Zelle Cash App. You know, most people are using the regular Cash App, but then there's a separate one called Zelle. Most major banks utilize the Zelle Cash App within the bank's online banking platform. So if you want an alternative to regular Cash App that you're using internally within your bank, Zelle is a great one where you can send and receive money from within your online banking via Zelle. So it's just as easy as using your Cash App on your phone, but it just has, at least for me, a little safer feel by being within your bank. You can get, obviously, with it being within your bank, you can get quick customer service because it is your bank if you have an issue. And if you've used Zelle and have an issue, you can probably get your customer service far quicker than some other Cash App application, potentially. So those are some of the ways that you can get the most out of your banking experience. So why do we start off 2021 with, you know, taking control of your money? Why do we start off 2021 talking about banking? Because banking is pretty much universal, right? It applies to everyone. Most of you probably already have a bank account. Some of you do not. Some are going to be starting businesses, and you will need a bank account. I wanted you to be aware of how valuable it is to move to a banking relationship. I mean, knowing your banker, how valuable it is to take advantage of absolutely every free service, everything that can save you time, which saves you money, that's available. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. Saving time, being efficient, and certainly taking advantage of everything that is available to you at your bank. So I hope that this has been helpful to you. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated parts of your financial life and business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.